Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best.
Like what?
Well, in my experience, sometimes if you're like very honest with cops, they don't know what to do with it, and they just give you a warning. Like I've been pulled over a couple times. Like I once made like a crazy illegal U-turn, and I wasn't drunk or about to have a woman do things to me, but I made a crazy illegal U-turn in front of a cop, and he immediately pulled me over, and he was like, "Do you know why I'm pulling you over?" And I was like, "Yeah, that was so stupid. I don't know why I'm so stupid. I saw you, and I still did it." And then he was like, "Just don't do that."
Yeah, that was great. I've done that level of just, it's like perverse because you're just humbling yourself so much to this guy who all you're doing is just, please just don't write that thing. And then if he starts writing, it's just like, you know, like then it's just like, you're the trash that I knew you were the whole time.
I did get a $300 jaywalking ticket.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say about that jaywalking. You cannot talk them out of that thing.
You got to, where was that?
Like around the corner from my place. And I jaywalked, and then I was kept walking, and then he pulled up beside me, and whoop, whoop, I was walking. I was like, what is that?
That happened to me, too.
Broad daylight. Where am I? What?
That's the Hollywood I know and love.
Do you love that?
Why? Why do they do it?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're trying to save us money from, you know, scraping us off the asphalt.
No, I think they just want money.
That could be. He also seemed kind of like a muscle maker grill type cop. Like, he was ready to throw down. Because there had just been a shooting nearby, and I was like, well, it's cool that you're doing this and not, you know, doing anything about these shootings. And then, like, I could tell he was like, say one more thing, I'm going to slam your face into this car.
But you just have to, that smile. Yeah. That one time, I was driving down a hill, and I, like, ran a red light, and then the cop pulled me over, and I just gotten my license, and then the cop, I did exactly what you did, and the cop was like, what's going on here? Are you drunk? And I was like, no, I was going down the hill. I was so scared that I thought the light was changing, and I just panicked, and I just went through the light. I was so sorry, like just instantly, I was so sorry.
So scared.
Yeah, like why am I sorry. And then you're just like, then you're driving that street and you just see a cop on his phone, just like, that's when it's like, should be citizen's arrest time, right? Would you ever have the guts to even say anything like to a cop, hey, why don't you get off your phone?
Yes, 100%.
You would?
Yeah. But I've been eating at Muscle Maker Grill.
Oh, so that's what's doing it.
Yeah, I'm just like empowered.
It's the whole Muscle Maker thing is kind of wiring you up a little bit here. You're feeling your oats. Well, they wouldn't have oats at Muscle Maker Grill. See, that's the thing. That's is it carbs, right? Oats.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Oats is bad.
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
I tattooed that on my stomach. Oats is bad.
Oats are poison.
You're feeling your broiled chicken, right?
Mm.
The menu probably just says. I picture it just saying like written in like a weightlifter would just write on a chalkboard, broiled chicken, and then like whatever. What else could they eat there? What else? Green like salad, like broiled chicken over, like broiled chicken wrap.
No wraps.
That would be maybe in the sinfully delicious category.
Just broiled chicken.
Wrapped would be wrapped in jerky.
Broiled chicken wrapped in yes. So no wraps.
Chicken with a chicken shake.
Yeah, chicken whey, creatine shake.
How is this place not in LA yet? This sounds perfect.
Muscle Maker Grill, and the logo, the logo makes it look like a place is going to go out of business. You just see it. It's this oval that just says Muscle Maker. You're just like, yeah, that. And they've been around for a few years. They've hung on. So look, maybe they're thriving.
They don't want
girls. They
should
be here. They should be like Starbucks in LA.
Yeah.
Just a Muscle Maker Grill on every corner.
You know, what would if a barista works at Starbucks? What would that would be like? Are they wearing weightlifting belts there? I'm gonna just show you. Here you go. That's the logo. It's like when you see that.
It's made on Microsoft Paint.
The founder's kid made it.
Yeah.
Muscle Maker Grill. This logo's not tough looking enough.
They like grabbed a nerd by his neck and was like, make a logo on this iPhone real quick.
Hey, make a... Yeah, get in... get on your computer, nerd. I don't know why I'm doing a Jamie Gumm voice.
I mean, they did make the letters look like they're made out of metal, which is pretty tough.
Yeah, it looks... So it just like... It looks like you could potentially like lift...
Lift that logo.
If they that would be the ultimate expansion for it, where they just like you're just like you do the you lift the words Muscle Maker Grill, like it's like each one is like a different weight and you go around the thing until and you get to that second L, like you're lifting both L's of the grill at the same time.
And then it's in an oval so that you know it's a family restaurant.
I brought the kids.
Nothing says He-Man Woman Haters Club more like than, that logo.
Yeah, more than.
Have you ever seen that clip of that like jacked kid? He's like seven years old.
Which one?
He's got like a weird syndrome where he like his he's just like he looks
Little
jacked.
Hercules. Or
Little
what?
Hercules.
Yeah.
Yes, I have that.
Or whatever. Could be he could be named anything.
Or whatever. Yeah, Little Hercules. I think is it.
No way to know what his name was.
Yeah, I've definitely never looked that up, but it's probably not Little Hercules.
Here's what happened. Some dipmunch wired this motherboard to the 8th level of hell, and now it's all screwed up.
Hey, what is... Oh my god, there's somebody under the table.
Who did this?
Oh. Sir?
Yeah.
What are you doing down there?
I'm fixing the board down here.
You're fixing the board?
Yeah, why?
So you're an engineer here?
Yeah. You look familiar.
You kind of look familiar, too.
Well, let me get up here.
Okay. Ugh. You're right, buddy?
Yeah. I was down there for 4 hours.
You were down there the whole time.
Yeah.
And you heard the show start and everything, and you just...
Yeah, I mean, I had my Walkman on for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Let me put these cans on, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to Winger down there.
So you don't even listen to the shows going on in
here. I heard you talking about some cool restaurant just now.
A Muscle Maker Grill?
Yeah, see, I want to go to that. What is that?
Well, I can tell you about it. I can tell you about the menu at it. But, yeah, it's a chain. It's a chain for people looking to get ripped, I guess.
Well, as you can tell, I'm already ripped.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well.
Where do I know you from?
Well, I used to do a show in... At WFMU.
The high school radio station. Well, I did work on that board there.
That's right, yes. Is your name?
It's Carl.
Carl,
yeah.
I remember you were under the console when I was interviewing. Was I interviewing Sanjaya?
Oh my God. And you were there.
I was there. I remember you.
You were Lisa Jane Percy. You were there when Carl was there.
From Kiss, yes.
So remember
big
you.
Fan.
Well, you were not. She was not in Kiss.
Sure, she
actually.
Was.
She was not actually in Kiss.
She's still in Kiss.
No, she's.
You look just like one of the Kiss people.
Well, that's a terrible thing to say.
No, but they wear makeup and they look great.
I'm crying.
Oh, they look great. Okay,
they
well, do. You do.
Tommy
think they
Thayer.
Look like, you look like Tommy Thayer, the guy who replaced
he's gorgeous.
Ace.
Gorgeous. He's a good-looking guy.
Okay, well, fair enough. Here are some things from the menu at Muscle Maker Grill from the lighter side category: Champion Pasta. Grilled chicken breast and turkey meatballs with reduced fat mozzarella and marinara over whole wheat penne pasta. That does not sound particularly... This sounds like some fraudulent... Yeah, sure, it's for weightlifters. It's like just some guy never lifted a thing in his life. Yeah, I don't know. This place is bombing. What if we just make it, try to bring those idiots from the gym in across the street? Let's call it Muscle Maker thing. Maybe it will just change the names. The Muscle Maker Caesar Salad. has zero carb dressing on it. The lean and mean cheeseburger salad. Lean and it's like, it's just food meant to get these guys pumped. Like, you're going to get lean and mean? Yeah, I'm going to get lean and mean with the cheeseburger salad. It's just, there's nothing healthy about this place at all, except the names. Premium beef burger atop. Romaine lettuce with reduced fat cheddar cheese. So this is not. And fat-free hickory barbecue dressing garnished with tomatoes and scallions. They have they do have wraps. They have about 12 wraps. This place has no commitment. I wonder if the weightlifting community is just like, this place is a scam. You're taking advantage of us. Us, the meat-headed, right? The meat-headed rise up. They all go into a muscle maker growth, start smashing everything up. So, Carl.
Yeah.
It's you want to eat at Muscle Maker Grill?
I do. I want to invest in it, too.
Okay. Yeah. I think that you might be going the wrong direction with that.
Like I invested in your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
I want my money back. It didn't happen, did it?
Wait, you didn't get your money
back? The
$1 million
podcast.
Yeah, how much did you invest?
$20,000.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You should have gotten that back.
Well, I didn't, so I'm...
So you... Because Joe Mandy had a podcast,
yeah.
a proposal for...
It was a
Kickstarter. It was called the $1 Million Podcast, where you're just like, if I raise $1 million,
mm-hmm.
I'll start a podcast. And you were just even, you sounded so disinterested in it, even in the proposal.
Yeah, I think I said...
I'll talk to guests or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just, yeah. You were already like walking away from it. And how much did it raise? So it raised
$30,000.
I got around $30,000.
Yeah.
So 20 was from you.
Yeah. And you believed
it? Please don't
ask
me how I got the $20,000.
Okay. I have to ask though. You can't throw something like that out and not expect some sort of, it's like chum. It's like throwing chum in the water. Well,
I was selling something that wasn't actually what I said it was.
And what were you selling?
I said I was selling these diamond-encrusted sweatpants.
Diamond-encrusted sweatpants?
You know, for the high-end workout people.
Okay.
Yeah.
They work out in diamond?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't diamonds.
What were they?
Glass.
So you made
sense. And they cut people.
And you had one pair for $20,000?
No!
Oh, so you sold
a lot.
You sold. How much were you selling them for?
Like $100 a pair.
And you sold
$20,000 worth.
So you sold 200 pairs of these sweatpants.
Yes.
Well, that is just insane.
Well, maybe you're insane.
Well, Carl, I'm not nuts about the cut of your jib here.
Well,
you're being a little aggressive.
Well, I have a question for you, Dirty D. What was the grape Santini really like?
Tasty. Flavorful.
Was he?
Because you were in the Great Santini.
No, it's the Grape Santini.
The Grape... No, it's the Great.
No, it's not.
The movie, Robert Duvall movie?
Yeah, the Grape Santini.
No, it's called the Great Santini.
No, thank you.
No, it's the Grape Santini. The Grape Santini was the father of the Grape Ape, that cartoon. Isn't it?
No, I think you're spending too much time under these boards.
No.
You might get... Are there fumes under there?
You need to spend more time under the boards.
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
is that how?
Figure it out yourself.
How's that an insult?
You'll find out.
You mean like I'm not...
You don't know what's down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm like a piker here, not knowing my own equipment.
Exactly. And I do remember why I had to fix the board at WFMU.
Why is that?
There was fudge... smeared into the faders.
Stop
there
it.
There was.
It had that had nothing to do with
some
me.
Ape had been smearing like chunks of fudge. It looked like it had been going on for 13 years.
That's, you are trying to get to me. You know that that's not true.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't. You
hey,
don't.
You're into music, right?
Yeah, I love music.
Can you help me with something?
Sure, what's that?
I've been trying for weeks to find this Bee Gees song.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't find it on iTunes. I'm nearly positive it's on Live at Last.
Okay. How does it go?
It goes something like, oh, girl, how could I ever forget you, bitch, when I pay you 14 G's a month in alimony?
That was so. You think it was from a live Bee Gees
album? I think it's like
album.
One of those studio tracks on the live record.
Like the
fourth
side.
Like your band Kiss did.
Well, you mean on like double double, like Alive 2.
Alive 2.
Yeah. Where the fourth side was live track. Exactly. No, it was studio track.
Yeah, they call that breaking the fourth side in music.
That's, wow, that's, you're really inside on this terminology.
I know lots of things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know a lot about a lot.
I do.
Yeah. So, I don't know what Bee Gees, does that Bee Gees song sound familiar?
You guys?
No. Any of you guys?
I mean, it sounds like a Trey Songz song or something. Trey Songz song.
I don't know. Who's she?
Trey Songz is a...
It's a he.
Oh,
but,
he. Oh. Can I have one of these cookies?
Sure.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
What did you think?
I thought it was going to be chocolate chip.
Uh-huh. Wait, isn't it? It's not. Those are not chocolate chip?
It's like a Moravian festive cookie. You ever have one of those?
A Moravian festive cookie?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What, like?
It tastes like this.
Okay, it tastes like, I guess
spice.
I could taste.
It tastes like a little bit of a spice to it.
Uh-huh.
Like a chai latte. Ever had one of those?
So it's like a cookie version of a chai latte?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Please, by all means, you who know so much about microphones, by all means, chew more into that microphone.
We're on the air, are we?
Well, we're not, but we're pre-recording this.
Oh, okay. So I could just dub this out. You can dub it out.
No, we're not dubbing it out. I'm not going to go back and dub you out.
Well, don't yell at me.
Okay. Well, I want to ask another
question. You guys go and have your show.
What's the most embarrassing celebrity thing you've said to a celebrity? Gabe?
Most embarrassing thing that I've said to a celebrity?
Yes.
I really should have planned ahead for this one.
First one that comes to mind.
First one that comes to mind. This is not a spoken. I stared down a celebrity very hard one time to the point where they had to look away, and it was because I did not have my glasses on.
Okay.
So, and I was walking towards this couple, and this says a lot more about me than it does about this celebrity, but I was walking towards this couple pushing a stroller, and the woman looked very beautiful from afar, but she also looked like she had an expensive haircut. And me, being like a normal human being, was like, I'm just going to stare at her until I can figure out if she's actually beautiful or if it's just nice hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got very uncomfortable and she looked away. And I was like, oh, no, she's very beautiful. So then I started staring at the guy because I was like, what's his deal? And he was very handsome. And then it was Heath Ledger and Michelle Williams.
So you spooked.
Made them very uncomfortable.
It's like a two and their for child. One.
Yeah.
That's like the daily double.
Yeah,
right?
I got two of them.
Yeah. Lisa Jane Persky.
I do have one of those.
What
which
did
is, I said, we're related.
You're related?
That's what I said to a celebrity.
We're related.
To this day, I'd never said it.
Which celebrity are you related to?
Lauren Bacall.
You said to Lauren Bacall, we're related. That's...
Carrie Fisher made me.
Okay.
She made me do it. She made me follow her out into a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren Bacall was with two, like, dancers that were dressed, like, in top hat and tails and everything. Like, one on either side. Like, they were going to do a show.
Yeah.
And Carrie said, you have to tell her, go out there and push me out there. And then we're standing there, and I'm thinking, I don't really know if I want to do that. And the elevator's doors open, and they get in, like they're doing a show. And I get in, too, and I say...
So you did this in an elevator.
Yes.
Who would say insane things to famous people in elevators? I find that to be just inconceivable.
Wait.
That anyone would do that.
So maybe we have that in common.
So you're in the elevator.
Wait, did you do that once?
Yeah. I just did it in January. Go ahead, please.
And I'm already very hot, you know, with my face is all red, and I say, we're related.
And what did she do?
And nothing. No, there's nothing. And then I go on because I'm really nervous, and I say, yeah, your father and my grandfather used to get together all the time. And she says, I hated my father. Just like that.
Wow. That's terrifying.
It was so scary. Yeah.
And now you're just, did you even press a floor to get off?
I wanted to get off so badly. Yeah. And then, so they got off the ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I continued down to the basement and got locked in the basement for an hour.
You got locked in the just to avoid the
situation? No, because you couldn't, it was one of those basements that you couldn't, elevators that you needed a key to.
Sure.
And so I was stuck down there until I could find someone to, because all the doors were locked down there. And
So you got stuck as a capper to this.
Special hell.
You got stuck down in the thing for an hour.
Is it still weird at family barbecues, or are you guys cool now? Have you worked it out?
We fortunately never saw one another again.
How about you, Carl? Any embarrassing encounters with celebrities? What's the worst thing you said?
Nothing on my end, but I'll tell you what. There's been this story going around the internet for like a month now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there's all these memes about it and stuff.
Oh, no.
This.
Yeah.
This Neanderthal corners Patti Smith in an elevator somewhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he just starts asking her about Humble Pie.
The band Humble Pie.
Yeah, like if Humble Pie was any good. And she apparently just shoved him out of the elevator, and he flew down like three stories.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he went into the shaft of the elevator.
She shafted him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Carl, I was that person.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Held it like a barbershop.
That was barbershop quartet style. That was like the
golden chord.
The golden chord, but not even remotely musical.
What?
Yeah, that was me. I encountered Patti Smith on an elevator.
Oh, no.
And I asked her, back in the day, did you ever see Humble Pie? And then she said, that's a little before my time, which is not true, by the way.
That doesn't really track.
The timetable does not track at all. She was just saying anything she could for that conversation.
And then she shoved
to
you.
To cease. She did not shove me.
Oh, she didn't shove you.
I got off the elevator, or she did. I can't even remember at this point.
One of those things where it's so traumatic that you just don't know what's happening.
One of us got away from the other one of us.
Sure.
I know I wanted to get away from her. I know even more than that, she wanted to get away from me. Did not go my way. Happens like that sometimes.
Yeah, you lose sometimes. You roll those dice. You roll them dice.
Yeah. You a gambler?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what's your game?
Pitching pennies.
Pitching. Yeah. That's how you gamble?
Mm-hmm.
Like what, trying to get him to lean against a wall?
Yeah, me and some kids in an alley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But so it's not very high stakes.
Then. Oh, no, I'm lucky if I win like 34 cents.
So you're not.
It's the feel of winning. It's nice.
So I might just tell you, though, next time somebody says, are you a big gambler, you might want to say, not really.
Well, compared to the children I play with, I am. Sure. I'm the tallest one there.
Okay. Well, then you are a pretty. Well, you're gambling against children.
Yeah.
Do their parents know this is going on?
Oh, God, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
How do these little pitching pennies games get together?
They're my nephews.
So you're. Oh, this is. It's even smaller than what
it's
you were saying.
It's pretty small, yeah.
Yeah.
I lied about that amount of money, too.
Yeah.
It's like 14 cents.
So you were, so even 34 cents was you trying to be like a big shot.
Total big daddy Warbucks kind of guy.
Yeah. But you're
with
just.
The spats.
Uh-huh.
Did you wear spats?
I've never worn spats.
Fun. You got to wear them. At
Have
least
anybody here
you
ever
guys
worn
wear spats?
Spats?
Ever? Yeah.
Spats? No. Joe Mandy, worst thing you've said to a celebrity?
I snuck into the Billboard Music Awards last year and got face to face with Mark Cuban and Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, and it was like a dream come true. And then I got pictures with both of them, and then I had a moment with Mark Cuban, and then decided to pitch him an idea, which I'm sure he gets a lot, which is like already so obnoxious, but it wasn't an idea for a business. It was like a spinoff of Shark Tank. And he was like kind of into it, and then I got greedy and then just started pitching a business idea that I have that's like truly pornographic in nature.
Yeah,
and
you've talked about that on stage.
Yeah, and I was just so funny watching his face turn and then seeing his handlers be like, we have to go, like, just they got him as far away from me as like, so it was like a, it was going well, which is even worse, kind of like it was going well, and then it just, I destroyed it with like my own hubris.
So you're the guy at the casino, not to stick with gambling. Gambling metaphors here, Carl.
I started pitching nickels, you know?
You started pitching, you were just like, enough of this penny.
Yeah.
Went big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, you know, when you're, it's like, that's what keeps casinos in business, what happened to you.
Where
you're
greedy.
Just like, you're winning, and then it's just that point when you just see those people eating at like the 24-hour deli at the casino, yeah. Like by yeah. themselves.
I ended up at the metaphorical Sbarro's in that Billboard of Music Award casino, which was in the MGM Grand Casino in Las Vegas.
There was a Sbarro's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might want to. I guess, but that's who's showing up at casinos. It's like every once in a while, George Clooney talks about how he's just like, I want to open a casino that's like classy the way casinos used to be, and everybody's got to dress up. It's like, well, get ready for your casino to go out of business in 12 hours. It will be bankrupt.
Because Las Vegas is just people in sweatpants drinking daiquiris.
Yeah,
like,
flip
flops.
Yeah, get ready.
Also, back then, didn't everyone just dress up for everything? Casinos were probably still garbage.
Right.
Yeah. Just everyone wore a suit everywhere.
Yeah.
Exactly. People wore, like, flying, they would be like.
Three-piece suits.
Yeah. Could you imagine that now? It's like, now you're lucky if in your row you're not sitting next to somebody in pajamas at, like, any hour of the day. We're just those people at airports who show up.
Citizen's arrest, like, you were talking about that. Like, anytime someone takes off their shoes and socks on an airplane, I want to, like, detain them. Like, that should be illegal.
It's out of bounds. To just
those inflatable pillows too, they should be illegal because people deflate them after, you know, when you're on your way down and they smell like bad breath and they're just so foul.
Those pillows.
Guys are making me feel bad because I still do everything you listed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When you go to the airport, Carl, I'm gonna just throw this guess out here.
Sure.
When you're going through security,
right,
you're the guy who,
first of all, I complain that I have to go through it. I make a big deal about that.
And you look all around.
Yep. Yes.
Like you try to, like you're trying to get everybody on your side.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, can you guys believe this? You do a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of posturing.
Yeah.
But then
you're dressed as a serviceman too.
Oh. And are you a serviceman?
Oh God, no.
So you dress like you're in the military.
The Navy.
At the airport.
An admiral.
So you can get respect.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. I deserve the respect, don't I?
But you're not actually. You've never served in the military.
Oh, God, no.
But you certainly, you go around acting like you're in the military.
Oh, yeah. I actually give orders to the security people.
As if the TSA is like ranked
under
beneath,
my authority. Yeah.
Like they rank beneath you as a Navy man.
Yeah.
On land, though.
Oh, yeah. It works maybe half the time.
Uh-huh. I'm still betting, though, even in your admiral thing, you probably don't wear socks with your shoes.
Oh, no.
And then you have to, like...
Well, I don't wear shoes, Tom.
So you go to the airport bare...
Flip-flops.
In flip-flops. And then you have to, like, put your flip-flops on in the little basket. Mm-hmm. Does anybody... Like that barefoot thing when people, like, go to the airport and they're only wearing shoes but no socks, and then suddenly you see them walking in bare feet... Like, where thousands of people are walking every day. Doesn't that just seem like... It sounds like it's like Outbreak. It's like you're looking to get like... Which one's Outbreak again? That's the... Which one was the
Dustin
Steven Soderbergh
Hoffman.
Movie?
That's...
Contagion.
Yeah.
That's Contagion territory. I saw Contagion in IMAX. It was... I don't know who decided that should be an IMAX movie...
Same guy who decided Focus should be an IMAX movie.
That must just be these, like, things are just like, it's late February, I don't know, we got to get something in the IMAX. Can we put the Hobbit thing back in there again? Is anybody, no, we've had that for 3 months. Can we trick anyone, maybe add 5 minutes of new Hobbit footage? No, they're not going to fall for that. What, Will Smith, can we make that IMAX movie? So you're seeing like a crime caper, which seems like it stars like five people in it. I've seen Glengarry Glen Ross in IMAX. I actually would want to see that though, right? 3D. What if they just went back through 25th anniversary, Glengarry Glen Ross, IMAX 3D.
That scene where he's talking to his secretary Grace on the phone, asking for first class tickets. Imagine seeing that in
you mean
full IMAX experience?
Jack Lemmon.
Yeah, Grace, give me a first class ticket.
Is this your Jack Lemmon impression,
yeah,
Carl?
Yeah, it's perfect, right?
It sounds like you're doing Conan O'Brien's impression of people from old timey movies.
No.
Nash, eh? Like you're almost, yeah. You also say the. I don't think Jack Lemmon.
Sure, he did.
He didn't say meh.
Yeah, Grace, give me some of those first class tickets, see?
that's
he says see all the time in what's it, Save the Tiger?
Wow, you're really.
Yeah, I know my film.
You know your Jack Lemmon movies.
Yeah, I know film.
You know film.
Student of film.
You're a student of film.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, what's the last great movie you saw?
I watched it the other night.
What's that?
Last great movie. It's got the greatest film line of all time in it.
What's that?
What's the line or the film?
What's the line? We'll see if we can guess the film based on the line.
We'll like to send out a mailer.
Yeah, that's National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Brian Doyle Murray's, like, one of his two lines in National Lampoon's Vacation.
What's he eating when he says that line?
Is he eating, like, watermelon?
Yeah.
He's eating watermelon, and he says... That might be my favorite scene in movies. Just the idea.
Has everything.
The watermelon. Because he goes into the... Because Chevy Chase goes into the place and he's like...
It's a campground.
And then he's like, we need you. Just fill out your name and address on this thing. And then Chevy Chase is like, why do I have to put down my address?
And in mid-bite, Brian Doyle Murray says, we like to send out a mailer.
Movies? Anybody? Have you ever seen any movies lately? Carl, you saw National Lampoon's Vacation recently.
Yep.
I'm going to put another one of these questions out. What's the dumbest purchase you've ever made, Joe Mandy?
I used to have a problem of late at night buying things on eBay that I forgot later that I purchased. And one was authentic Boston Celtics tearaway pants. I don't know if they were game worn.
Yeah.
Very expensive. They didn't have pockets and they did not fit. So I couldn't wear them and they didn't. And when I did, they did.
And you are not a Boston Celtics
I don't,
fan.
No.
You're a Timberwolves fan.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Gabe?
In junior high, I went on a class trip to New York and it was like the height of Hard Rock Cafe and I bought like a $100 Hard Rock Cafe jean jacket. And then like was sweating during dinner because it was probably like the biggest purchase I'd ever made and returned it. But like the idea of like a 14-year-old being like, I have to return.
Oh.
I have to return my jean jacket.
Uh-huh.
Dripping wet.
Yeah, soaking wet.
Lisa Jane Persky.
Moravian Festival cookies.
You bought them. Okay. That was the... Okay.
They're good, though. You didn't...
So Carl's saying those are not the worst purchase. He disagrees.
Yeah.
That's not the dumbest purchase. Yeah. Carl, dumbest purchase?
George Washington.
Wait, what's that?
George Washington.
I can't hear you.
George Washington's head.
What do you mean, George Washington's... How did... When you say George Washington...
We don't need to get into this, please.
Wait. It was... When you say head... Like his skull?
Actual head. No, but a head with flesh on it still. See, that should have been the red flag that it wasn't real.
It was all authentic.
Yeah.
Because he died 300 years ago.
Yeah.
And it would still have flesh on it.
I just thought because he was a president that maybe he had some sort of holy powers
that
kept his skin taut.
Mm-hmm. And
his wig powdered.
Where did you buy this? What's that?
My nephew.
Your nephew.
Sold it to me.
One of the ones you pitch pennies against. Wow. You. So you really. And how much did you pay for it?
$10,000.
What's that?
$10,000.
Well, I want. What actually was it, though?
It's paper mache.
It was a paper mache.
Yeah.
How long did you go before knowing it was not real? Stop mumbling.
7 months.
I'm only going to ask you to say it louder.
7 months. I took it on a tour.
You took it? Uh-huh. Yeah. And you got exposed.
Yes.
Oh, that Carl, this is... You're not acquitting yourself well here with these things.
You don't judge me.
I'm not judging you.
I judge you.
Well, you can make a case you're judging yourself with these things. Did I tell you guys about the Hollywood salad at Muscle Maker Grill? They have something called Hollywood salad. Grilled chicken breast and turkey bacon with reduced fat cheddar cheese, tomatoes, onions, and our zero-carb signature sauce over a bed of romaine lettuce.
See, I thought carbs were good for bodybuilders, no?
Carbs are good before an event, right? Don't people carb up before they run, right? Right
before the Oscars and stuff.
Before the Oscars, they're eating a lot of cookies
and
like pastries. It's why they have that pastry table on the red carpet.
You always see it.
Where just like you see, like Jennifer Lawrence eating a strudel or something. Hey, Joe Mandy's saying we go. You're going
to
split. Thank you, Joe.
I have to. Too hungry.
No, so. Of course. The muscle maker. Thank you for coming, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Let's see here. Next question. If you were on the run, where would you hide? Gabe.
My dad's house.
Your dad's house?
Yeah. My dad's house. Haven't been there in a very long time. Look, it's a long story. But
okay.
Last place they'd look.
It's the last place you'd be like.
Yeah, he doesn't go there.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not.
He's definitely not there. He doesn't go to his dad's house like that.
Sure. I'm sorry.
Look.
Should we check his dad's house?
Nah.
Now we talked to a couple people. There's no way he's at his dad's place. Like, and if he's at his dad's place, he deserves to get away with this.
Mm-hmm.
If he went to those, lengths.
Look, it's a bummer. Yeah.
Let's let him go. Lisa Jane Persky, where would you hide?
Well, I'm very secretive person, and why would I tell you?
See, but that's exactly, you were the first person to not, that's been the whole trick with that question. I've been asking it for people for a month. You're the first person to answer it correctly where you're supposed to say, I'm not going to tell you where I'd hide.
I can't do it.
Then everybody knows where you'd hide. Congratulations.
Thank you. Do I win a prize?
That's like Willy Wonka level, right?
Golden ticket? Anything?
That should get you the chocolate factory.
And then you can hide in the chocolate factory.
Well, see now, Gabe just expose the thing. I'm sorry. I've got to take the chocolate factory from you. Carl, is there any... If you were on the run, where would you hide?
Space.
Space?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When you say space, you mean...
The sky?
The sky. So like...
Or like the outer atmosphere?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you'd hide there. I mean, do you have access to like crafts that would take you up?
I didn't think of that.
Yeah. You might want to...
All right. Okay. I'll change it.
Okay.
The ocean.
Like, the ocean, you mean, like, not... I'm sure there's no way you're saying exactly what you just said before, instead of going up in space, you're thinking you'll go down into the ocean.
Yes. Yeah.
So you are.
I would just be in the ocean, yeah.
Like, how deep in the ocean?
What's that movie, 20 Leagues?
20,000 leagues.
Yeah, well, whatever that was. Yeah,
so you would
be that deep.
So your plan is to hide 20,000 leagues beneath the sea.
Yeah.
And only because you know that as a movie title.
That's the only depth level I know.
It's 20,000 leagues.
So I just go down that far.
So you'll just get in some sort of...
Maybe that's the only depth there is.
Some sort of... you could probably figure that there's... 1 through 19,999 leagues.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah, they probably don't measure them in 20,000 league increments. Because then you're saying there's either 20,000 leagues or 40,000 leagues.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. How deep is a league? How far is that?
Quarter mile?
Is it a quarter? Anybody? Leagues?
I'm sure that's right. There's no way to look it up, but I think a quarter mile.
Right. Let's go with that.
We'll go with that. Okay.
Where would you hide? Think you know everything?
I would just move from town to town, like Bruce Banner,
or Guy Fieri,
Guy Fieri leaving the town. Dun, 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 dun. That sad piano music at the end of the Hulk, with Guy Fieri leaving with a satchel with donkey sauce and some.
His jeans and tatters.
He would have his tattered jeans, some sort
with
of like
flames with flame. His flame pocketed torn jeans.
Yes, his flame pocketed torn jeans. He would probably have some sort of special iPod filled with just Smash Mouth songs, because he's tight with the dude from Smash Mouth. They wrote a cookbook together.
He doesn't look like he'd be.
He looks like he is. He looks like they could be brothers. Is it SK in Smash Mouth?
Are you thinking of Pavement? The band?
No. That would be pretty awesome, though, if the guy from Smash Mouth.
Same guy, might be.
Jammed. Well, they look a little different.
Well.
Exact
same music.
It's exact same music. Oh, Carl. What are you doing in Los Angeles anyway?
Oh, I had to get out of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What led you to coming to the other end of the country?
I just heard that there were a lot of cool soundboards out here that needed
tweaking.
Needed to be worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly any fudge in the faders out here. I guess that's just a New Jersey thing.
I don't appreciate the accusatory quality to it.
A little tinge to my...
To your voice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you're clearly inferring that I'm the one who smeared all the fudge all over the place.
Look, if the fudge fits, smear away.
Is that a saying? That's not an actual saying.
I think it's a song, isn't it?
If the fudge fits?
It's a Sinatra song. Almost positive.
So Sinatra had a song called If the Fudge Fits, Smear Away.
Yeah. If the fudge fits, baby, smear away.
What era? Was this like L.A. Is My Lady? Like when he's wearing
Me Down. It's on She Shot Me Down.
Okay. Not when he's wearing the Members Only jacket on the cover of...
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it amazing that Frank Sinatra got to a point where he wore a Members Only jacket... on the cover of one of his albums. It just like, that's what members of before, like the whole members only thing came like, what are you a member of? Like, I don't want to be a member of that club.
The shoulder hook club.
Those are the casino people you're talking about now.
The members
only. Sort of change with the times, like the people in the, you know, the shoeless people in the pajamas in the casino.
Yeah. So even Sinatra loosened up his standards and put on a members only jacket every once in a while. I can't wear the tux all the time. I like to relax in this shiny members only jacket.
Sammy told me about these cool jackets.
Did you ever hear the thing when they did Cannonball Run, and then like Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin did Cannonball Run, and then Sinatra was like, hey, why don't you guys ever invite me to be one of these Cannonball pictures? And then, so they put him in Cannonball Run 2, but I don't think he got out of the car. I think like a car pulls up and the window goes down. Like, it's like, well, are you in the movie? Like, don't ask to be in the movie if you're only going to shoot a scene from your car.
Maybe he lost his pants that day.
I would hope that someone on the set, like either Hal Needham, the director, or, you know, Burt Reynolds or Dom DeLuise or, you know, Jamie Farr could have come up with some kind of pants for him to wear that day. That was the second Cannonball Run movie. I don't think it was as good as the first one. The first one...
Sequels are always as good.
See, they are always. You're saying this as a film.
Oh yeah,
you're a film buff.
Yeah, Rocky II, the return of the girl who took off her glasses and let her hair down and was instantly hot.
That's not well. You're the Rocky movie. It's called Rocky.
Right. Colon.
No,
pretty sure.
There was no colon after the. So you think it was the first Rocky movie was called Rocky colon.
the girl who took off her glasses and let her hair down and was instantly hot.
That's not the title of the second Rocky.
One was The Return of the Girl.
So these Rocky movies seem to be focusing more on Adrian than Rocky.
No.
Are you sure you?
I'm taking you to film school.
This is. I might question this.
All right, well, it's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm. I might have to call Carl
Weathers.
No, I would call.
Bert Young.
Bert Young. That'd be great if you think he'd weigh in on.
He might.
On which one would be which?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.